This Advent, we are really excited to hear from some of our church family. Together, we want to be able to draw closer to Jesus as we anticipate Christmas Day. And so running through the month of December, we are going to have a couple of short rooted podcasts that enable members of our church family to share stories that are linked to Advent and also the theme of radical hospitality, which we have been looking at in and through our communities this term. Jesus, who came to the earth as a baby, went on to be the greatest example of love and genuine hospitality to all he encountered. As Jesus' disciples, how can we continue to learn from him, from his life, and from one another's interpretations of what it means to live this out, not just at Christmas, but every day?
Hi, I'm Josh Uman. I lead a community with my wife Claire. It came out of Soul Food on a Friday, Sunday, I guess. But we kind of focused around the idea of hospitality and how we can share what we have in terms of our faith and Jesus with people, but also sharing, just our homes, our time, our lives, and just being open with what we have to bless others with the truth of who Jesus is.
What does Advent mean to you, and how are you engaging with it this year?
Engaging with Advent, I think, is kind of a interesting topic. I think it's one of those things that we can kind of get very used to in some ways, but then every year it kind of comes around and almost creeps up on you in the midst of Christmas shopping and that sort of thing, and you kind of get almost like surprised that it's there, and yet it's this thing we do every single year. Obviously the coming of Jesus is what it's about. Literally, Advent means the arrival or the coming, and obviously it's this thing that we think about that happened, but it's funny to almost be retracing the idea of Jesus coming when we know he is here, he's with us, and we can still be with him through the Holy Spirit. And sometimes it maybe feels, because of that, because of the familiarity, that there's a sense of, we know the story, we sing the songs, we've seen the nativity on postcards and in school plays and on billboards, and we get it, we've done it, we know what this is about. But perhaps sometimes amidst the familiarity, we've actually maybe forgotten what it's about. And I think ultimately it's really about the saving of the world in the most unspectacular way. Thinking about this time of year, thinking about Advent, almost as the beginning of the Easter story, I think for me that always feels a bit more real, and it kind of helps me remember why, as Christians, we're supposed to be excited about Advent. It's not simply just this little nice kind of winter tale that we talk about, but it is really the beginning of what happens all the way through to the cross. A while ago, a friend of mine wrote a song which I think really sums up the idea of Advent perfectly. The song is kind of about a number of things, but I guess ultimately the realization that in Jesus we're finally able to fully fall in love with God as he intended, and be with him as was originally what the original purpose was. And the lyrics in the bridge of the song are coming down to do us good in the end, at the exit of our vulnerability. A coming down to do us good in the end, and I'm learning to see myself the way he sees me. To me, that's what Advent's about. It's about this coming down of God from his place of holiness to a place that we couldn't go, because and he was not content with letting that sit, and his incarnation and becoming vulnerable as a human baby, it's in that process and through that he made a way back to him, and it's the kind of the start of that that process. So yeah, I think that's, to me, that's the kind of more the real meaning of Advent, I think.
What is one memorable experience of hospitality that you've had? We would love you to share a story with us.
A memorable experience of hospitality. I could probably pull a bunch of things out, but one that always sticks with me is when I was at, I guess, potentially at a very small youth conference in Nepal. I was working there, doing some volunteer work for a few months, and I'd gone with some people I'd met who were going to go and help, I guess, like talk and preach at this little youth conference. And I mean, I think maybe I say little, it's probably going to be maybe 200 people, so maybe not that little, but it was very remote. It was very much like kind of very deserted sort of place. You had to drive 6 hours and then walk another four to get there, and it was on these like terraced hills, and it was kind of a group of churches, a huge network of churches across that region who'd kind of come together, and they would do things, and this youth conference was one of them. And some people had actually had to travel by foot for 2 days to get there, and like slept in the open overnight. So it was not your average youth conference, but they actually on the, I think the second morning, realized that they were struggling to feed the amount of people that had come. They, I think they'd ended up with about 600 attendees, and they just didn't have enough food, and it was a bit awkward to be there as I guess a Westerner, but a group of people who had come to support, and basically I guess we were being hosted as part of coming to speak and coming to help out and pray for people. But we were that morning given breakfast and given like slightly, it wasn't incredible food, but it was probably slightly better food than what most people were being given. And it was, for me, just a really interesting experience of accepting hospitality from people and being welcomed in despite the obvious need that other people had, and almost accepting the gift and accepting the food, and not kind of putting up too much of a protest of saying no, it's fine, we'll go without, which some people we were in the group tried to do. It was actually better to just accept it and to let people serve you and let people host you. And I think that was something I was really struck by, that I think particularly in the UK we often, you know, go, oh no, it's fine, I don't need anything, like, you know, you put yourself, you don't kind of like often just take you, it's always like maybe being giving things to people is always seen as better than being the one receiving. But actually in that instance I realized that there is a huge significance to be the person accepting the gift, to allow the person hosting to actually provide, and in that situation for us to trust that God would provide in a wider way. I mean, ultimately he did provide, and it was a really amazing resolution to the situation, and there was food provided, and whatever food that they had also managed to stretch. So it was a great time, and the Holy Spirit like moved in other ways that weekend. But that was for me a moment of realizing that just as much as it's important to give, also blessing people with receiving things well is really significant.
And how are you choosing to keep Jesus at the center this Christmas?
Keeping Jesus at the center is probably something I'm trying to actively do more this year than I ever have done, actually. I probably aren't very good at it in general, although, you know, talking about Advent is great, and the significance of it I think is amazing, but trying to keep him at the center is sometimes hard. And I think this year I've just been quite actively trying to at least have one time of prayer in the day. And whether that's focusing on Advent or not, that is, I think, maybe having a knock-on effect for me of just recognizing him more in this time of year, and maybe just not thinking so much about what I can get and what I can give and presents and shopping and, you know, Amazon parcels that got missed and all that sort of stuff. But I guess maybe focusing more on even just, yeah, a piece of music that catches my attention and in some way makes me think of God at this time of year, or I think even just going back to the classic passages in the Bible that we so often hear and become like so numb to maybe at this time of year, just trying to go and read one or two of those and just allow God to speak through it in a new way. Yeah, I think it's something that takes persistence, and I don't always get it right, but I'm just trying as best I can to.
We're going to finish our podcast with this prayer. Christ, come into our world of darkness. Light up our lives with your coming. Fulfill all our longings with the joy of your birth. Strengthen our resolve to work for change in our world. Help us to be people who show and live lives of radical hospitality, and to share the hope of your birth that each Advent brings. Amen.